Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Welcome to The Gaggle, an AZ Central podcast where we chat with reporters, experts, and special guests to keep you fully informed on the state's political news. I'm Yvonne Winchett Sanchez. I cover national politics for the Arizona Republic.
And I'm Ron Hansen, also a national reporter for the Republic. As a warning, this episode includes strong language that may not be suitable for children.
In today's bonus episode, we're talking about some of the 22,000 records released by the Republican-controlled state Senate. These records are related to the review of 2.1 million ballots in Maricopa County from the 2020 election. On Tuesday night, our colleagues, Ryan Mendazzo, Jen Fifield, and Robert Englund, began pouring through those records. They include emails, text messages, and videos. The treasure trove of information came out after a nonprofit group called American Oversight sued the Senate to compel the release of the records. The group includes former officials with the Obama administration, and it's really sort of seeking to investigate the Trump administration on this and more broadly. Separately, the Arizona Republic is seeking records from the Senate through its own legal action.
Though the Senate provided tens of thousands of records, for now at least, they withheld thousands more, namely communications with Cyber Ninjas, the Florida-based company the Senate hired to conduct the ballot review. We'll go over some of the early highlights and how the ballot review began, who's paying for it, and other tidbits we think are worth watching. As a reminder, the preliminary audit report by Cyber Ninjas has been delayed. That's partly because three employees of Cyber Ninjas, including CEO Doug Logan, have been sickened with COVID-19.
To start with, remember this ballot review is ostensibly intended to help the state Senate shape its election laws moving forward. Senate President Karen Fan, a Republican, maintains this is not about overturning the results of the 2020 election. Other Republicans continue to give conflicting statements about its purpose. The Senate began seeking Maricopa County's records in December and started reviewing the ballots in April.
One of the biggest questions in all of this has been how directly involved is former President Donald Trump or his inner circle. The president's campaign attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and others made direct personal appeals to Arizona lawmakers back in November. The new records make clear that GOP activists and operatives were also communicating with Trump's top aides.
Here's a series of text messages from December between Randy Pullen, a spokesman for the ballot review, and Reince Priebus, Trump's first chief of staff. "I am assisting on the election audit in AZ," Pullen wrote in a series of text exchanges with someone identified as Reince P. that started in December. The text went on, "I would like to discuss with you. Any suggestions on election audit firms?"
The texts, although partially redacted, provide insight into how the audit came together and how the Arizona Senate used partisan sources to select the audit team. Other texts from Pullen shine more light on efforts to bring in money to pay for the audit. By April, people supportive of the ballot review had raised at least $3.3 million.
In another series of text messages, Pullen said they needed money for security, and he directed people wanting to help to the Guardian Defense Fund. That is a politically active nonprofit created to help Congressman Paul Gosar, State Representative Mark Fincham, and then-State Representative Anthony Kern defray their expenses stemming from the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Fincham and Kern were at the U.S. Capitol that day, though they maintain they did nothing wrong. Gosar, Fincham, and Kern were three of the more prominent Republicans in Arizona promoting the false narrative of a stolen election.
In April, Pullen told Jeff DeWitt, the former Arizona state treasurer who worked with the Trump campaign and in the Trump administration with NASA, that they needed money. In a text on April 22nd, Pullen said, "Shit is hitting the fan, TRO. For listeners, that's a temporary restraining order." It went on, "Filed by Democrat Party. It is BS, but not a surprise. Need the money for adding more security and for national legal team."
Pullen referenced matching donations, telling DeWitt that he could get $600K if RNC does $200K, referring to the Republican National Committee. "At this point, I need $200,000 to $225,000 to pay for the security," Pullen wrote on May 11th. "Any help would be greatly appreciated." Pullen also sought to reassure Trump, through DeWitt, that donations to an initiative called Fund the Audit by the American Project nonprofit were legitimate. "So they are okay to donate to? Trump asking," DeWitt wrote in an April 28th text.
Organizations structured like the Guardian Defense Fund don't normally have to publicly disclose their donors. We've written previously about this group. A group founder told us it was created in the aftermath of the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol to help defray expenses for Gosar, Kern, and Fincham. But he indicated the group could get more involved beyond defending those three men. Dwight Kadar, the director of the Guardian Group, told us in June it would be working for legislation, regulations, and government programs to improve and protect election integrity and freedom of speech in Arizona and elsewhere. Here's audio of Dwight talking to Yvonne back in June about the group.
In the conservative wings, I think people are very happy that there is an effort to fight back against, big tech.
Mm-hmm.
You can list the names of people that being called racist, being called misogynistic, all of the things, and we finally have somebody who's willing to fight back for our side.
No one is seen as fighting for Trump these days more than Senate President Karen Fan.
Though Fan and other lawmakers within the Republican ranks have maintained the ballot review was never about overturning Trump's loss here in Arizona, Randy Pullen took a different position. In texts, Pullen seems to affirm his commitment to overturning the election. He calls other members of the Senate cowards for not supporting the audit or raising concerns. In one exchange, an audit supporter asks if the Senate is on our side. Pullen responded, "Yes."
He later wrote that Ken Bennett, the other spokesman for the ballot review, could not be trusted. Bennett is the Republican former Senate president and the former Secretary of State for Arizona. Pullen said Bennett released information about the audit to the media after being warned not to do it. Earlier in the ballot review, Pullen indicated that he had no problems with Bennett being censured by Fan during one blow-up. "He had it coming," Pullen said in a July 25th text. "Disappointing. I like him, but he cannot be trusted."
In another text, Pullen said Bennett has no clue. "Long story," Pullen said in the same exchange. "He is a passive-aggressive angry boy. Politics before reality." The documents also revealed tensions within Republican ranks about the ballot review. On May 24th, Fan sent a text to Kelly Ward, chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party, about a fundraising effort that references the ballot review to benefit the party. Since the election, the GOP has frequently cited the review and what they cast as election integrity issues to help raise money.
"It's putting us in another rabbit hole since the auditors are getting outside contributions," Fan said to Ward. Ward responded that GOP needs resources to keep the pressure on, and that if people don't want to donate, they don't have to. "Who's concerned enough to complain?" Ward asked. Fan responded, "National Republican people." Ward responded that those National Republican people should be helping the effort.
It's unclear who those national figures were, but it's important to keep in mind that a lot of establishment Republicans whose job it is to get prepared for the 2022 midterm elections have been eyeing this ballot review with skepticism. It's also worth noting that Kelly Ward has crossed swords with national Republicans at times over her approach to the ballot review and other matters.
Ward has had conversations as recently as this spring about her approach in guiding the state Republican Party and her approach to the ballot review. Ryan, Jen, and Robert are continuing to go over these records. We expect that there will be other very important exchanges that help shed light on how the ballot review has unfolded. Be sure to follow their coverage on azcentral.com. That's it for today, Goggle listeners. While we still have you, please don't forget to rate and review our show and share it with a friend. If you want to reach out to me, I'm at Yvonne Winget.
And I'm at Ronald J. Hansen. That's H-A-N-S-E-N. Today's episode was edited and produced by Maritza Dominguez. Thanks so much for listening to The Gaggle, a podcast from the Arizona Republic and azcentral.com.